very busy. Many important matters require king's attention.
I'm king now. King now.
I am king.
I am
king.
I am
kiss it.
I am
kiss it again.
I am
your fingers or your king doesn't
fingers
discuss
your
battle plans.
I am
stupid girl.
Your fingers or your tongue.
I am the king. I'm telling mother.
Welcome to the Joffrey of Podcasts. My name's Bubba, and with me as always is Catfish. Catfish, how you doing?
I'm super excited. This makes it the Dirty Dozen of Podcasts.
Our 12th episode. That is so exciting. Who thought we would get this far?
I certainly was not thinking it could ever possibly happen.
You did it. We thought we would convert all of the internet, the whole world, to be Joffrey-loving people. And even though most everybody on the planet loves the greatest character ever, from George R. R. Martin's A Song of Ice and Fire and the hit HBO show Game of Thrones, everybody pretty much loves King Joffrey Baratheon. But there are a few people out there, Catfish, who don't. And this podcast is to set the record straight.
But now, wait, let me ask you a question. Does that mean the people who already understand and the record is straight for them should just stop listening right now?
Trust me, I've heard back from many of our listeners that they believe they need to stop listening. All right, but yeah, Catfish, we're going to do something slightly grand today, and
it is
award season.
It is.
And Catfish, we are here in Hollywood. I've been tweeting out how I ran into Jack Gleason on Sunset Boulevard, and then I tweeted out that picture of me with Natalie Emmanuel, the actress who plays lovely Daenerys' lovely translator, Missandei.
And I sat next to Seth Rogen last night.
You sat next to Seth Rogen, so we are in Hollywood, so we're going to get to award season, and this week we're going to give away and start the annual Joffrey Awards.
Oh, the annual Joffrey Awards. The first annual Joffrey Awards.
The first of many annuals Joffrey Awards. But before we get to that, Catfish, we got to begin our podcast like we begin every podcast.
How is that?
Well, you may have quit listening like some people, but we always start off with our new Twitter followers.
Oh, my.
And who are they, Catfish?
You mean your new Twitter followers? Because none of these people bother to follow me.
All right, let's hear it.
I guess I'm just the second banana.
That of the two bananas that are here.
All right. Well, we're going to welcome. We've got six new Twitter followers.
Oh, thank you very
much.
They're
gaining momentum.
All right. Who are they?
They are at Carla Contrabajo.
Hello, Carla.
At Ciara Ballantine.
Ciara.
Or maybe it's Ballantine.
Ballantine, I think.
At Sultan of Salem. At TM Smythe 4.
That was Tom Smythe, right? My good guy from Kent.
Yes, but he's my fourth favorite TM Smythe.
Oh, okay.
And at La Mercy.
La Mercy.
Ooh, my. And at the Grand Sarah.
Ooh, Grand Sarah. Welcome. Welcome, all of you. Thank you for following us on the Joffrey Podcast. You follow us individually. You can follow me, Bubba, at Fit and Trim. That's FitenTrim, at Fit and Trim on Twitter. Or
you can not follow me. My Twitter handle is at CJGMAN67.
Rolls off the tongue.
I'm your 67th favorite CJG man.
Amen, amen. So thank you for following us on Twitter. And Catfish, before we get to our contest in our iTunes reviews, I think we need to give a special shout out to somebody I like to call Double M.
Double M?
Matt Murdock.
Oh, Matt, good old Matt Murdock.
Good old Matt Murdock. He is the host of the great podcast Winterfell, and he's been on our show. I remember I invited him to be on our episode where we did the great best Game of Thrones death tournament.
Wow.
And he was on that, and I was sure after I invited him on the show that he'd be willing to edit and upload all the shows from then on. But of course, he didn't edit or upload the podcast.
So this is part of your thank you to him?
This is
to shame him?
Right. No, no, no.
All right.
No, but I got to give a shout out to Matt and wonderful podcast Winterfell. Do you realize that they do a Game of Thrones podcast 52 weeks of the year, and the show's only on 10 of those 52 weeks?
Wow.
But now Matt has been getting
more work. You know what? I cannot believe that
somebody
could spend so much time talking about Game of Thrones.
Right.
Unless, of course, they were spending all that time talking about how great Joffrey is.
Right. Maybe that's why we're this sad bit of news. Matt has gotten a lot of work. He's making money. He's making dollar bills, y'all. And so Matt has had to cut back on his podcast.
Oh, no.
Which is really, really sad. And so since Podcast Winterfell isn't going to be out for a while, it means that all those Game of Thrones podcast listeners, they have to turn to who? For their insightful, in-depth Game of Thrones podcasting.
Well, if they want to hear their name on a podcast, this is the one to come to.
Right.
Every single one of our listeners gets a personal shout-out.
We try. As long as you follow us on Twitter or Catfish. So, hey, we want to congratulate Matt Murdock on making that money. Matt, we missed you, but hey, go for the gold, baby.
Yeah. And we might as well start talking about our contest
now that we've
dispensed with Matt.
Now that Matt's out of the way, he's already won one of these wonderful The Joffrey of Podcast t-shirts, which we're giving away, and we have two distinct ways you can win a The Joffrey of Podcast t-shirt. Now, one of the ways is admittedly very complicated, and Catfish, do you want to explain the more complicated way you can win
I'd rather explain the easy way that you can win.
All right, so the more complicated way you can win is to send us a family lineage, kind of like a family tree of the Targaryens from George R. R. Martin's spinoff novella, The Princess and the Queen, or The Blacks and the Greens. And believe it or not, Catfish, no one has tried to do that.
Someone said they were going to try.
Yeah, someone said they were going to try. That's true. And in fact, spoiler alert here, folks, you can go to our friends at thehistoryofwesteros.com and just copy it from their site and email it to us. They spent the time to figure out that crazy heritage. But you have to send it, and we'll give you one of these very exclusive The Joffrey Podcast t-shirts.
They are very exclusive because we've offered some up to previous reviewers. Right. And so far, I feel like they feel like they're not worthy of them.
Right. So the last time we had to flip a euro and we awarded the winner, I believe it was Ben Morgan. So Ben Morgan, once again, you got to hit us up on Twitter. Just send us your contact info so we can mail this wonderful t-shirt out. But this week, Catfish, I don't know if you realize this. I will take complete credit for this. I have been begging for iTunes reviews. And so the other way you can win a The Joffrey of Podcast t-shirt is to submit an iTunes review of our show, The Joffrey Podcast.
That's by far the easiest way, because you don't even need to comp anything. Something in your head about how amazing we are.
Right, and I have been begging for some iTunes reviews from the great state of Canada.
It's a great state, as well as a great state of mind.
Right, and so, of the Seven Kingdoms, Canada is one of them, and we finally got an iTunes review from Canada.
They are north of the wall, though.
Maybe that's why it's so difficult to get iTunes reviews from them. So let's give a shout out to a t-shirt winner. Let's hear it for Allie. This is Allie Dawn 88. Yeah! Woo! Allie Dawn 88 left us a review in the Canadian iTunes store. The title says, highly recommended for any Game of Thrones fan, 5 stars.
Wow.
Now listen to this review which she left, which has won her one of these The Joffrey Podcast t-shirts. It says, I listen to many Game of Thrones podcasts, but this one is by far my favorite, and I can't recommend it enough. She spelled favorite with a U.
Oh, snap.
Canadian language. I had to go to Babelfish to translate this.
Good, okay, good.
She says, be sure to listen to the episodes with the Joffrey POV chapters.
You know what? Those were my favorite episodes until today.
Right, okay.
This might be my favorite. These awards are going to be fabulous.
Right. She says, she continues on, those are amazing, though they nearly killed me from laughing too hard.
Mm-hmm.
They are not only insightful and beautifully written, but the narration feels like I'm listening to the genuine audiobook. Now, I would think it actually sounds better than listening to the genuine audiobook because we're cutting out the boring characters and only doing the Joffrey POVs from the novels.
That is true.
She ends up by saying, I can't wait to hear the Joffrey POVs from the rest of the books. The rest of the episodes are great, including some creative and highly entertaining spin-off specials. So,
thank you so much,
Allie Dawn 88. So, Allie Dawn 88, I don't know if you're one of these new Twitter followers we have or one of our classics, But please hit us up on Twitter, and even though it's international postage, we will get you a The Joffrey of Podcast t-shirt.
Or we could just mail it someone in Detroit and have them drive it over the bridge.
Right, exactly. Possibly would be just as good. So, hey, now that we've got our intro out of the way, and that only took, let's see, look at the clock, about 10 minutes. Now,
perfect.
Now that our 10-minute intro is out of the way, Catfish, once again, it's a big award night. But before we get to awards, yes. Catfish, we got to do one of these highly entertaining spin-off specials that good old Allie liked. And so, Allie Dawn, this is one for you. People love the Joffrey podcast so much, they want us to do spin-off specials about other things about Game of Thrones, even though they only love Joffrey. They're like, well, what else could you do? And so, let's go to today's spin-off special. It is Westeros Cops. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Alright, we got a call to Winterfell. It's some report of some guy showing his penis to women, also apparently showing it to little kids, lords of Winterfell. We interviewed the perp. Kid tried to cover for him, said the big guy just forgot to put on his clothes after bathing. I don't care. It's like, Officer Catfish, you see anybody where you are?
It looks like I got a runner over here. Kind of a lumberer, actually. Big man, about 6 foot three, maybe 325. Appears to be yelling something over and over again. Same word. Can't quite make it out. Odor, maybe. Odor.
Okay, wait a minute. Oh, my God. Hey, put your hands where we can see him. Oh, my God, he's got a kid strapped to his back. He's running. Hey, put your hand where I can see him.
Down on the ground, sir. Down on the ground.
He's headed north towards the wall.
Put the child on the ground and lay down face down. So, cuffed the perp, put him in the back of the car. Apparently some sort of misunderstanding. He appears to have an IQ of about 40.
That doesn't make it okay, showing your penis to a little kid.
That is true, unless the kid asked for it.
Then taking off, trying to sneak across the border with a kid, that sounds like a perf in my definition.
Yeah, when you run from the cops, we're going to catch you, and you're going to be in more trouble. You shouldn't run from the cops. Bad boys, what you gonna do? Oh, what you gonna do when they come for you?
Bad boys, what you gonna do? Oh, what you gonna do when they come for you? Yeah, we're just, gotta go over to Essos. It's a little out of our jurisdiction over there, but we just gotta make sure everything's okay. Got a call for a car. Woman's claiming she's been robbed. Catfish, what was the call on that again?
I couldn't quite make it out. It sounded like they said missing dragons. I don't know if it's missing, probably just a missing flagon of wine.
Right.
But we got to investigate everything. Even if it's just a flagon of wine, you don't want anybody out there feeling they can get away with robbery.
All right, here she is up here. So, ma'am, yes, you called cops, apparently stolen property.
Whoa,
okay, yeah, no need to scream. Now, just explain to me what
happened.
I don't know where your dragons are. Okay, all right, listen,
Ma'am, you said dragons? This is not a case of a missing flag in a
war. Where are my dragons?
Whoa, no need to yell and get so hostile here.
Ma'am,
okay.
Just calm down.
Right. Well, find my dragons.
Find it wherever it is. Now, Where was the last person to see?
Whoa! My dragon!
All this yelling.
Find my dragon.
Who was the last person to? We need some facts, ma'am. You can't just constantly yell. Where are my dragons?
Where are my dragons?
Okay, great.
Find my dragons,
ma'am. Listen to me.
Find my dragons.
We are gonna find whatever it is that's missing, But you stripping down naked is not going to help.
No, put your clothes on, ma'am. Ma'am.
Find my dragon.
Just get back in the bath, ma'am. Sit back down in the bath.
Where are my dragons? My dragons! My dragons!
You know, sometimes you hear from people and they're just, you know, they're just a little nutty, you know. Sometimes had a bit too much to drink. To be honest, there aren't any leads on this case. We talked to the 13, the people who kind of run this side of town. They say they don't know where they are, so guess this is one of those cases you can't solve.
You know, sometimes you're brought out by somebody, and it's not a crime. It's just, you know, the person's just looking for attention.
Yeah, that's terrible.
That's what happened in this case.
Bad boys, bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
Yeah, we got a call about a missing person.
Yeah, it was out of the woman across the water there, the island, said her...
Well, I mean, woman, she was a very, very strong woman. She said
her brother has been missing, last seen here around Winterfell. Could have gone up in this fire, but, you know, it's going to take us a while. No dental records on these island kids. We're going to go over to the nearest keep. It's the Dreadfort, just a little bit east of Winterfell. See if they know anything about this missing Greyjoy kid. Beautiful country up here in the north.
Whoa. Oh, hold on. I don't know what to do, but it sounds like I hear a woman. Sounds like a woman screaming.
Oh, a woman screaming. Here. Stay back. Keep the cameras back. Keep the cameras back. All right, let's go in here. Lord Ramsay, show us what you... Oh, my God.
Oh. Excuse me, sir. ma'am, yeah. are you Theon Greyjoy?
Yeah. Says his name's Reek, apparently, or her name's Reek. I mean, he doesn't have a penis. I mean, she doesn't have a penis, so it has to be a woman. Oh, well.
It's like a case of solved.
You know, it's tough out here on Westeros, keeping the king's peace. But, you know, when you help people, it makes it all worthwhile.
Sure does.
Hey, let's pull over to this tavern here, this crossroads. I hear they have good Bull of Brown.
I'm telling mother.
Live from the Red Keep in King's Landing, it's the first annual Joffrey Awards, honoring excellence in small screen adventures. Welcome your hosts, Bubba and Catfish.
Thank you, yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, this was cool, huh?
It is a pleasure to be here with you today to celebrate the first annual Joffrey Awards.
You know, Catfish, what's great about these Joffrey Awards is it's something we can give back and, you know, we can share with the small folk.
Oh, I hope we're not going to be sharing with the small folk here in the Red Keep. Keep them out, that's what I'd say.
You say that, but look right there. Uncle Tyrion.
He is small.
But you know, Catfish, it's you know, this is a beautiful facility here.
It is a beautiful facility, the Red Keep. But I'm afraid it's going to be a little redder tonight.
How so?
From people crying their eyes out from not winning an award. People have been scrambling all over each other. In fact, people have been begging, pleading, and murdering to get one of the awards.
Yeah, you know, because if you get one of these awards, you know, and your status in life, it'll help you get ahead.
It'll help you get ahead.
Yeah. Like Ned Stark. You get his head, but Joffrey got his head.
Oh, that is a delicious piece of dried fish at this moment.
Hey, I've never been to Pike.
But I've always been to me.
Yeah. You know, Catfish, though? Mm-hmm. We can have some laughs. We're going to have a lot of laughs tonight. But it's important to remember that these awards are named after our Grace, our Savior. One of the greatest men in Westeros history, King Joffrey Baratheon.
Shout out for King Jay the Joffrey.
And we've got to keep it serious for him because these are serious awards, mm-hmm. In case...
You say usurper, and I say usyper.
You say eddard, and I say neddard. Usurper,
usyper,
neddard,
eddard.
Let's chop his traitor head off. You like Sansa, and I like Sansa.
Frey killed Caitlin. No, Frey killed Catelyn. Sansa.
Sansa.
Caitlin.
Catelyn.
Queen Cersei called the wedding off. But oh, if we call the whole thing off, then we must part. And oh, if we ever part, then that might break my heart.
Tree.
So you like Maester.
And you like Master.
We'll chain all the Maesters.
And kill all the bastards.
For we know we need each other. So we better call the calling off off. Let's call the whole thing off. There's Hodor with his big girth, comes with a small brain.
And he shows his dick, cause his head is mighty thick.
And the north has no snow, only rain. Oh!
There's Hodor with a wrist that's as big as your thigh.
Bran walks and talks.
Jon Snow attacked by Hawk.
There's Joffrey's red comet in the sky. Getting to know Marjorie, getting to know all about her.
Getting to like her, getting her to love Joffrey.
Getting to know her, putting in his way.
But severely, you are weirdly his milk of poppy.
Getting to know you, Joffrey likes his women dead. When he is with you, you better watch what you say. Haven't you noticed? Suddenly you're filled with dread because of all the beautiful and new crossbows Joffrey shooting at you.
Nigel Bubbins, an Aloysius catnapper from the movie Home on the Crumpet Range, to present the Dick Van Dyke Mary Poppins Award for Worst Accent.
Hello, Governor. This category has a bit of the what?
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 Who?
Who?
Hilariously delicious. These nominees use their wee barley voices to destroy our eardrums this year.
While some used bad American accents, some had bad British accents. All excelled in at least slightly disengaging us from their storylines with their accents.
Oh, their voice is smooth as 5 ruble vodka.
The bit of curry that they added to their show spiced them up.
Oh, but only one ripped the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.
The nominees for the Dick Van Dyke Mary Poppins Award for Worst Accent are Catherine Lemieux, Helix.
Peter Dinklage, Game of Thrones.
Andrew Lincoln, Walking Dead.
Governor Kidd, Grey's Anatomy.
Rebel Wilson, Super Fun Night. And the Joffrey goes to Andrew Lincoln, Walking Dead!
This is Andrew Lincoln's first nomination and win. His accent is truly atrocious. Next year, this category will be renamed in his honor, the Andrew Lincoln Walking Dead Award.
Andrew couldn't make it tonight, but he did send this brief thank you response. Cheerios, partners. I'm gonna celebrate this with some tea and some jerky.
Please welcome to the stage acclaimed actor and Oscar nominee Matthew McConaughey and Egret the Wildling to present the Benedict Cumberbatch Star Trek Into Darkness Award for Best Villain.
All right. Here we are to celebrate the best villain. All right.
Yes.
And I'm with Ygritte the Wildling, and let me tell you something. Yeah. She was wildling it backstage. All right, all right.
It was, you're supposed to read that part.
Just calm down, honey. I know what I'm doing. You know, Webster's defines villain as a person who does bad things.
Or they also define it as someone or something is blamed for a particular problem or difficulty.
All right. I got no idea what she said, but she is hot.
The nominees for best villain are Ed Stark.
All right. And they are evil Unkaterian. Yeah, all right.
And the final nominee is Jon Snow.
All right. And the Oscar. And the Joffrey for Benedict Cumberbatch, Star Trek Into Darkness, best villain is
evil Unkaterian.
Oh, evil Unkaterian. Yeah.
This is Evil Uncle Tyrion's first win and nomination for the Benedict Cumberbatch Star Trek Into Darkness Best Villain Award. Let's hope it's his first and last.
Because he'll be dead, right? All right? I think that's what he meant.
I love you, Jon Snow.
I am a Lannister. Tyrion, son of Tywin. And of course, you have also heard...
Please welcome to the stage, Steel Catfister and Rod Bubblicious from the film Steel Rotting Bunches of Booty to present the Ludovine Sanger Swimming Pool Award for Best Nudity.
Well, I heard they were having us give us an award. I jumped for joy and almost split my pants.
Hey, that's why I always wear tear-away warm-up pants. You never know when someone's going to yell, action.
Yeah, or hello.
These performers exposed us to our talents in the last year.
Yes, I could barely contain my enthusiasm for some of these performers.
Another good reason for tearaway pants.
In all seriousness, either I gotta learn how to act, or show's gotta stop showing so much nudity and sex because these performers brought the goods.
Let's face it, Steel. You couldn't act your way out of tearaway pants. And these performers, well, they didn't bring the goods. They brought the greats this year. And the nominees for the Ludovine Sanger Swimming Pool Award for Best Nudity are Rose Leslie, Game of Thrones.
Carice Van Houten, Game of Thrones.
Emilia Clarke, Game of Thrones.
Alexandra Daddario, True Detective.
And Christian Narn, Game of Thrones.
What the hell?
Dude, that ain't right.
I mean, sausage is okay, but at least make it firm sausage.
Oh, my God. And the Joffrey goes too. Please no Mordor, please no Mordor.
Alexandra Daddario, True Detective.
This is Alexandra Daddario's first nomination and win, but we are all praying to the Seven that it won't be her last.
Sadly, Alexandra couldn't be here tonight, but wherever she is, Alexandra, keep the fine gravity.
Yeah, that was great. You know, Catfish, over the last year, Game of Thrones in Westeros has lost a lot of evil usurpers.
It has. It's lost some good people, but mostly it's lost some people that were just happy or gone.
And so, let's look back at some of those who Joffrey smited in memoriam.
You tried to steal Joffrey. Joffrey's throne, and now you're dead. You've been killed. Joffrey smited you, and we have only one thing. Good riddance.
Please welcome to the stage Neil Bubba Peace and Adam Catlove from the Humanitas Organization to present the Bono Penn Clooney Sister Teresa Award for Most Humanitarian Performance.
Whoa. Dude, that's so awesome. I thought it was Bono, but it's actually Son of Bono. That is so cool.
Yeah.
We are here, Neil, to present the award for person who most embodied the humanitarian experience on the small screen this year.
Oh, yeah, Adam. Small screen, large heart.
These people all overwhelmed us with love this year.
You can say that they all gave us a heart attack, one way or another.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Totally.
You know, they just loved up on us in the most platonic way possible and showed us the best of the human condition.
Yeah, and that condition,
yeah,
a little bit of ride on, a touch of care and concern,
mm-hmm,
and a whole lot of awesome.
You know, these people, they were all like gods. But if gods weren't all the time trying to smother our freedom and smiting us in one way or another.
Well, you know what, Neil?
What, Adam?
These people all deserve a really good upper body hug.
Yeah. Like innocent, no lower body touching, just warmth and happy headspace feeling.
Yeah, all right. So, man, let's just get right to it.
Oh, here we are. The nominees for the Bono, Penn, Clooney, Sister Teresa Award for the most humanitarian performance are...
Jack Gleason, Game of Thrones.
Read the next one.
Dude, that's the only one.
Dude, no surprise.
Yeah, it's so righteous.
As Joffrey is.
The job Joffrey goes to... Jack Gleason, Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
This is Jack Gleason's third nomination and win for the most humanitarian performance in this, the first year of the awards. And I'm humbled to even say his grace's name.
Such an honor and a privilege. It's a very handsome crowd I see before me. All I've done is act in a TV show and pretend to be people like the Dalai Lama, Malcolm X, Albert Einstein, and Peter Andre.
Well, Catfish, it's been an incredible show there. Thank you, folks, for staying tuned and watching and listening.
Yeah, especially the watching. However you're watching, keep it up. Keep it up, America. Keep it up, Canada. Keep it up, Sierra Leone.
I'm sure we're going to have some more great categories in next year's second annual Joffrey Awards. But for everybody, be sure to follow us on Twitter. You can follow me, Bubba, at Fit and Trim. That's FitenTrim, at Fit and Trim on Twitter.
And I'm Catfish, at CJGman67 on Twitter.
And give us those iTunes reviews, and you can, like Allie in Canada, win one of our Joffrey of Podcast t-shirts. We'll see you next time on
The Joffrey of Podcasts.
I've been very busy. Many important matters require King's attention.
I'm King now. King now.
I am King.
I am
King.
I am
Kiss it.
I am
Kiss it again.
I am
your fingers or your
King.
Doesn't
fingers
discuss
your battle plans.
I am
one,
but girls.
Your fingers or your tongue.
I am
the King.
I'm telling Mother.
We are rolling. Episode number 12.
Is it 12? I thought it was 11.
No, this is 12.
Oh, okay.
I think. I'm pretty sure.
All right.
Okay. My back hurts. All right.
Are you sure? Maybe we should check before we start.
That's just, listen.
Well, you know, let's make it 12 anyway. If we don't only have 10, we'll make 11 the missing episode.
11, right. You got to search all through the internet to find out.
We got people who don't even care that they want a shirt. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Here we are in 3, 2, 1.